everyone. Welcome to Be in the Know, the Ethic Knowledge Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Estefania Santa Cruz Vasud, a professor of economics, and Huali Wu, a PhD candidate in economics, to talk about their research on the intersection of ableism and sexism and the impact on individuals' careers. Thank you for joining me. So I think we're all familiar with sexism, perhaps all too familiar. But could you explain the concept of ableism for those who might not have heard this talked about before?
Thanks, Julia. It's great to be here with you and with Wally. Well, just as sexism captures discrimination against women, ableism captures discrimination against individuals with disabilities.
So what led you to conduct this research? And can you explain how you went about this study?
Well, in December 2019, I participated in a hearing of the European Parliament to discuss the EU strategy for gender equality. As part of the panel, I met with the Vice President of the European Disability Forum, and we spoke about issues related to disability and gender. And we realized, talking together, that we didn't know much about the quantitative aspect of the intersection between gender and disability. So when I came back to Cergy from Brussels, I exchanged with my then PhD student, Huali Wu, and we basically decided to look at the Chinese data to see whether what does the data tell us? Is it being disabled and being a woman worse than the sum of these two discriminations?
And so what makes the Chinese case interesting and relevant to study this question?
The Chinese context is relevant because of two reasons. First, because it is a context where inequalities in both gender and disability are severe. Second, because policies to fight sexism and ableism are less prevalent than in higher income countries, allowing us to document their consequences without having to consider the policy interferences.
And why is it important to look at outcomes, like career outcomes in this case, through this intersectionality lens? And what exactly does that mean in this study?
Well, an intersectionality lens really simply means looking at several dimensions of identity at once. So instead of looking at gender as the sole source of discrimination or looking at disability separately, it is basically looking at both together. It is important to look at outcomes at the same time because policies related to gender inequality and policies related to disability need to coordinate. Otherwise, we may be tackling one problem without tackling the other at the same time, and this may be cost inefficient from a policy perspective. And at the same time, it may also mean that those suffering the most, and we will see that these are women in a situation of disability, may not be taken care of by the policies that we set.
So what were the key findings that you uncovered in this study?
So in the Chinese context, for disabled men, concentrating in low pay occupations and in low income provinces, having lower education can explain most earning gaps between them and non-disabled men. However, for both non-disabled and disabled women, large parts of the earning gaps cannot be explained by those endowments, but only can explain by the discriminations. So when it comes to the intersectionality of gender and disability in China, gender is a dominant identity.
It's really interesting. It shows that it really is so important to take into account both gender and disability when making policies. So what are some practical implications for managers, for policymakers, for other figures who might be able to make use of these findings?
I think the main implication for policymakers is that they need to design policies that address both gender inequality and disability at the same time. For managers, I think this also means that they need to be careful in identifying individuals that may suffer in silence from disability. This is the case in many corporations because disability is not always visible. More broadly, I think our findings have implications for managing population aging, because even individuals that are not in a disability situation at their young age may become or may suffer from disability when they get old. So managing long-term careers and career progression in corporations, having these factors in mind, is something that will be increasingly important.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And it just shows why it's so important to look at outcomes like career outcomes here through an intersectional lens, because we're more than just a sum of our parts. And it's important to take into account all of these different social identities, in this case, disability and gender. So thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure and given me some food for thought. So until next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.